Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הספר.
Hello, we're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 46, The Wisdom of Kabbalah and Its Essence, starting with Advantage of My Commentary Over Previous Commentaries. You can also find the text on kabbalahmedia.info, and you can ask your questions live on CAP TV.
אפשר להיעזר לפרש עניינים.
What can be assisted by secular teachings in interpreting matters in the wisdom of Kabbalah, since the wisdom of Kabbalah is the root of everything, and they're all included in it? Some were assisted by anatomy, such as in, "Then, without my flesh shall I see God." And some were assisted by philosophy. Later on, there is extensive use of the wisdom of psychology.
We see that we use this. From anatomy, we take Rosh, Toch Sof, all the different parts of the organs, of the limbs, to explain the parts of the soul, because the goof is a reflection of the neshama. The body is a reflection of the soul. Philosophy as well. All of these concepts that we have in the wisdom of Kabbalah can somehow transfer it into a philosophical language. And it can also be in zoology and biology, no matter what. It's always taken such because there is a root to everything. And wisdom of Kabbalah is talking about the root. But in order to explain the root, we need the language of the branches.
But all these are not considered true commentaries, since they do not interpret anything in the wisdom of Kabbalah. In the wisdom of Kabbalah itself, only show us how the rest of the teachings are included in it. This is why the observers cannot be assisted by one place and another place, even though the wisdom of serving God is the closest wisdom to Kabbalah from all the external teachings. And needless to say, it is impossible to be assisted by interpretations according to the science of anatomy or by philosophy. For this reason, I said that I am the first interpreter, by root and branch, and cause and consequence. Hence, if one were to understand some matter through my commentary, one can be certain that everywhere this matter appears in the Zohar and in the Tikkunim, he can be assisted by it, as with the commentaries on the literal, where you can be assisted by one place for all the other places. The style of interpreting according to the external teachings is a waste of time, because it is nothing more than a testimony to the geniusness of one over the other. Testimony to the genuineness of one over the other. And an external teaching needs no testimony, as Providence has prepared five senses to testify for it, and in Kabbalah, one should understand the argument prior to bringing testimony.
Questions?
What does he mean by that? If one brings my commentary to this, he can use it in every place. If a person will understand my commentary, what does he mean?
Because what he's doing is he's not giving you a partial picture. He's not giving it to you in a way that is disconnected from the spiritual reality. He's giving you an explanation in the right place in spirituality, which binds it to the will to receive, the masach, aviyut in the masach, the force of overcoming in the masach, and accordingly the degree of light that is grasped in that masach, meaning the measure of equivalence with the light of Ein Sof, which is the creator. And this defines the degree of the creature. It gives you all those things in a very clear manner, precise manner, such that you don't have to actually afterwards need any other language in order to make this more precise. Sometimes you need other things in order to explain it to others. But if you learn them as they are with Bala Sulam, you don't actually need any assistance from any other language or style. Yes.
So what he means is that if a person reaches spiritual attainment even on the very first degree, then he can continue.
That's already with that language, he doesn't need anything else. And, well, before that, we need to assist a person, just like for children. Until we advance them to understand a thing from another thing. Yes?
Why does he say that he is the first interpreter, according to root and branch, cause and consequence?
Because prior to him, find someone that in a persistent way interpreted it, all the wisdom of Kabbalah from the beginning to its end, and all of the cascading and all the forms of ascent. There is no one. We are talking about the language of Kabbalah. We are talking about the doctrine of Kabbalah. We're not talking about the attainment of a person in it, which can't be put in here, but how he depicts to us the system.
Bala Sulam is the only one who uses the language of the Sefirot. What about Dari?
No, Abraham wrote about the language of Sefirot.
So what does it mean that only he used root and branch?
Root and branch is not the language of Sefirot. Root and branch is where he's giving you the whole cascading from above down and from below upward, connecting all these things and giving you a complete system. A system and how it operates, the reasons, the results, everything. He doesn't leave for you any thing that remains outside of the system.
Bala Sulam himself takes the writings of Ari and says that he did not add anything.
Yes, correct. He doesn't add anything except for the fact that he gives us, or he opened up for us, the wisdom of Kabbalah in such a way that we can understand it in the way of cause and consequence, just as he writes.
Ken.
Yes.
Why does he call the wisdom of serving God an external one? Several times I heard that during the first hour we're studying the work of the Creator, serving the Creator.
We are learning the approach to the Creator's work. Yes.
So why does he say that the closest wisdom to the wisdom of Kabbalah from all the external wisdoms is this?
What's written? Read, well, the whole sentence.
Even though that the teaching of what we call Avodat Hashem is the closest to all the external wisdoms.
Yes, the Creator's work is how a person can combine himself in this whole system. And the wisdom of Kabbalah does not belong to that. The wisdom of Kabbalah talks about the system seemingly as it's on its own. Are you involved with it? You're involved with it. So he explains how you get you involved with it and how it responds. But it's like in a car. You have this manual, you have an instructional manual that comes with your car when you bought it. How to drive and how to, and where, what needs to be changed there, etc. That is considered the wisdom of Kabbalah. How the car is built is the wisdom of Kabbalah. How you can drive this car, how you will be able to use it and different things, and how you will work with it, that's not the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's called the Creator's work. Two different things. The system and how you are incorporated in the system. Yes.
I think I understand. So the articles of Rabash that we read in the morning, we read articles that
there you might have both, but usually it's the Creator's work, the work of the Lord, where he's. It could be that he's explaining to you the system as well.
What's more beneficial for our spiritual development?
There's no beneficial or not beneficial, both this and that. Wherever he talks about the Lord's work, then we need to do that. And where he's talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah, then we need to learn in order to evoke the reforming light upon us.
Is it possible to awaken the reforming light by writings that speak about serving God?
You can also. Okay? Onwards.
Style of interpreting according to external teachings. This is the source of Rav Shem Tov's mistake. He interpreted the guide for the perplexed according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and he did not know, or pretended not to know, that the wisdom of medicine or any other wisdom could be interpreted according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, no less than the wisdom of philosophy. This is so because all the teachings are included in it and were imprinted by its seal. Of course, the guide for the perplexed did not refer at all to what Rav Shem Tov interpreted, and he did not see how, in the book of creation, he interpreted the Kabbalah according to philosophy. I've already proven that such a style of commentaries is a waste of time, since external teachings need no testimony, and it is pointless to bring testimony to the truthfulness of the wisdom of Kabbalah before its words are interpreted. It is like a prosecutor who brings witnesses to verify his words before he has explained his arguments. Except for books that deal with the work of God, since the wisdom of serving God truly needs witnesses to its truthfulness and success, and we should be assisted by the wisdom of truth. However, all the compositions of this style are not at all a waste. After we thoroughly understand the wisdom in itself, we will be able to receive much assistance from analogies, how all the teachings are included in it, as well as the manners by which to seek them.
That's if it would be needed. We have nothing to do. We have several books that we have to work with. And that's it. Next.
Attaining the wisdom. There are three orders in the wisdom of truth. The first, the originality in the wisdom. It requires no human assistance, as it is entirely the gift of God, and no stranger shall interfere with it. Second is the understanding of the sources that one has attained from above. It is like a person who sees that the whole world is set before his eyes, and yet he must exert and study to understand this world. Although he sees everything with his own eyes, there are fools and there are wise. This understanding is called the wisdom of truth. And Adam HaRishon was the first to receive a sequence of sufficient knowledge by which to understand and to successfully maximize everything he saw and attained with his eyes. The order of this knowledge is given only from mouth to mouth, and there is also an order of evolution in them, where each can add to his friend or regress. Whereas in the first discernment, everyone receives equally without adding or subtracting like Adam in understanding the reality of this world. In viewing it, all are equal. But this is not so in understanding it. Some evolve from generation to generation, and some regress. And the order of its conveyance is sometimes called conveying the explicit name, and it is given under many conditions, but only orally and not in writing. 3. This is a written order. It is a completely new thing, since besides containing much room for the development of the wisdom, through which each inherits all the expansions of his attainments to the following generations, there is another magnificent power in it. All who engage in it, although they still do not understand what is written in it, are purified by it, and the upper lights draw closer to them. And this order contains four languages, as we have explained above, and the language of Kabbalah exceeds them all.
More?
Order of conveying the wisdom. The most successful way for one who wishes to learn the wisdom is to search for a genuine Kabbalist and follow all his instructions until one is rewarded with understanding the wisdom in one's own mind, meaning the first discernment afterwards. The first discernment afterwards, one will be rewarded with its conveyance, mouth-to-mouth, which is the second discernment. And after that, understand in writing, which is the third discernment. Then one will have inherited all the wisdom and its instruments for his teacher with ease, and will be left with all one's time to develop and expand. However, in reality, there is a second way through one's great yearning. The sights of the heavens will open for him, and he will attain all the origins by himself. This is the first discernment, yet afterwards one must still labor and exert extensively until one finds a Kabbalist sage before whom one can bow and obey, and from whom to receive the wisdom by way of conveyance face to face, which is the second discernment, and then the third discernment. And since one is not attached to a Kabbalist sage from the outset, the attainments come with great efforts and consume much time, leaving one with only little time to develop in it. Also, sometimes the knowledge comes after the fact, as it is written, and they shall die without wisdom. These are 99% and what we call entering but not exiting. They are as fools and ignorant in this world, who see the world set before them but do not understand any of it, except the bread in their mouth. Indeed, in the first way too, not everyone succeeds. This is because the majority have become complacent and stop subjugating themselves to their teacher sufficiently, as they are not worthy of the conveyance of the wisdom. In this case, the sage must hide the essence of the wisdom from them, and they shall die without wisdom, entering but not exiting. This is so because there are harsh and strict conditions in conveying the wisdom, which stem from necessary reasons. Hence, very few are regarded highly enough by their teachers for them to find them worthy of this thing, and happy are they rewarded.
Well, and very harsh article, but he writes. He doesn't conceal.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, qui mérite de recevoir la sagesse de la Kabbale?
English.
Where is he? Where is the cooker?
No. Who deserves to receive the wisdom of Kabbalah from his teacher?
מי ראוי לקבל את חוכמת הקבלה מהמורה שלו?
מורה זה בורא בעצם.
The teacher is the creator, actually. Because if you're thinking of the teacher as flesh and blood, you have a problem of thinking that maybe you could be like an idol worshipper here. It's best to concentrate on the creator. And to be aimed directly to him always. You're dependent only on him.
נכון, המורה
Right, the teacher is there to direct you to the Creator. He has no other role.
It's like Bala Sulam wrote about this.
So you need to, let's say, respect the fact that I'm the teacher. You need to respect me. How much? To the extent in which you need in order to adhere to the Creator. And how much do I need to hear me? To the extent in which I talk about that and direct you, and that you need to accept. And to that devotion, to me, in that which I am aiming, directing you to the Creator, you're dependent. And then you succeed. One who wants to hear what the teacher has to say, and to execute it to the 10 and towards the Creator. You won't find in any place in Bala Sulam or Rabash where it talks about towards the teacher. It's always group and Creator. The teacher is seemingly a guide that stands besides and explains to you what to do. Just like a teacher in school, that's just like your parents, fathers and mother, or a kindergarten teacher. They're all in order to develop you and direct you to the way in life. And it's the same thing with the teacher. Just that here the teacher, meaning you truly need to be equipped by him. You need to scrutinize what he's giving you. And accordingly, you'll advance.
Maybe I didn't understand correctly, but it's as though the student has to build the connection with his teacher.
Right, but that's in regards to higher degrees where a student comes to spirituality, and then there's the possibility to study what they call mouth-to-mouth, PLP. That is much higher than that which we're at. Meaning, I am here as the caregiver in the kindergarten that needs to lead you to spirituality. In spirituality, when you start to advance, then you'll come to a state which is called where you can learn by a common masach. That is called PLP. P is the place where the masach stands. And then that's already different work. I'm telling you, don't think that from you something is being concealed. I'm not concealing a thing from anyone. I am waiting and expecting for you to grow up. That's it. Prior to that, what to do?
Can you explain a bit?
Well, what to explain? There's nothing more to explain than what I'm explaining. I'm prohibited to do any more than that. There are no secrets. Secret is considered that you just don't have the clothing for it yet. That's called a secret. And if there's no clothing, what can you do? And I can't pass to you the clothing of it. It's impossible. It corrupts. Okay? Yes.
Why does he say that the light exists only in the written Torah? If a teacher gives a workshop or awakens the students, causing them to think there's no light in it?
It's not a matter of written Torah. The written Torah means that it's scrutinized according to the letters of the work. According to the letters of the work. Write it on the tablets of your heart. Mushi. Yes.
If you can explain what are the three orders he wrote about.
No, it's already too late for that. We can go over it again, but it's not important. We are learning correctly so that this article doesn't confuse you. Other than that, the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah is where we cross the machsom and then we start to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. For the time being, we don't have the kilim. For the time being, we are in the time of preparation. Yes, Marcus.
Can you explain what did Baal Shem Tov do that he criticizes here?
It's not Baal Shem Tov. It's, in truth, I don't know. I also don't want to talk about someone that he says something about that and he understands and feels. I don't want to talk about someone or hurt someone. I don't have any idea. It's clear that that person was never the... Just like he speaks of Rashash, where Rashash made an error with all kinds of things. So what, is that lower from Rashash something? No, he was a great Kabbalist. It's just about those specific things. He spoke in the wrong way because he attained it in a way that... not a complete way, a complete manner. They're not complete attainments where a person thinks that that's it. There are mistakes. Altogether, this is a science. It's a wisdom. Hence, there are bigger ones, smaller ones, people that understand more and less. There are different styles, just like in every wisdom. And this wisdom, other than that, who developed it? How many developed it? It was closed, concealed. It was truly protected from, preserved from revealing it to the people. We are the first. We're awakening everyone and crying out to all the directions, the wisdom of Kabbalah. Look what we have. And you see, and still they're not waking up. So it's like in every other wisdom, it needs to go through many stages before it's used. We're in a state that... What do we think about the wisdom of Kabbalah? It's like they used to speak about Earth at one point, that it's not round, that it's flat, and it's standing on the back of elephants, and the elephants upon the crocodiles, and it was sitting on top of a big turtle, because otherwise they would fall if it was a ball. So whoever's on the side will fall down. How could it be a ball? How could it be round? Talk to people. You see what they're talking about, the wisdom of Kabbalah? Exactly in the same way. That's the nature of man, and that's how he understands these things. So we're still in the Middle Ages, the ancient Middle Ages. Oh, guys, that's enough. I gave you enough today. Yes? Let's go. What are we doing today, Niv? Do we have a plan for today? Akoka left, so... Okay, let's hope that you will send everyone what to do. So, well...
So, the World Yeshivat Chavarim, this evening, 6:45, we're inviting our friends from the world Kli to unite, get together on the Yeshivat, World Yeshivat Chavarim. Thank you to all of our viewers. Have a good day and a good night.
The
Kabbalah Lam College is happy to invite you to an introductory lecture in Kfar Blum and Kfar Saba on the 14th and 16th of January. For further information, contact us.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle.
Come our way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle.
Come
space. Come on, people, gather round. Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits. Come on, people, gather round. A smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle,
come my way.